start to a new season, Andrew? Just thought on beginning with this four-game road trip.
Yeah, excited to just to get going. You know, I think we've had a good couple of days of practice here. We had the pace where we want it to be, and I'm sure a lot of guys excited to play in their first NHL game, and then you know, a lot of us just ready to get going after a longer summer than we wanted.
Does that add to it where you've got a few more younger players that get to feel this for the first time?
I mean, I don't know if it adds to it for each individual, but obviously those guys, pretty special moment, and they'll be pretty fired up to get in the lineup and get going. So hopefully bottle up that energy and use it in the right way.
Andrew, would you give us a comment on your contract situation with the season starting?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the same spot. So, you know, for me, I'm not going to, after this point, I'm probably not going to answer any questions about it. We don't need that distraction in here, so we'll just leave that where it is.
Are you going to keep talking about it, Andrew, with them?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I think, you know, whatever's going to allow me to concentrate on hockey and it was the best for the team is the way that I'm going to go. So I'll decide that myself.
How do you describe the roster with the injection of the youth?
How do I describe it?
Yeah, is it positive? Is it a challenge?
No, I mean, it's, listen, they earned the right to be here. So there wasn't any freebies and we weren't giving them an opportunity just because, you know, we think they're going to be good down the road. It's, they're good players right now and they'll fit in great with our lineup. So we're excited to have them.
I know it's been a few months, but is there any confidence or momentum that comes from the playoffs into the season?
No, I mean, it's a new year. It's something that you learn every year. Whether you, you know, whether you win or don't win, it's a new slate, and you got to find a way to gear yourself up for the brand new season. So, I think for us, just trying to get off to a better start than we had last year, and that's been our main focus from you know, these last few days in specific.
How does help that taste of the playoffs help? Does it show that we can be there, we can compete?
I mean, definitely in terms of confidence and knowing that we can compete within our division and within our conference, you know, that's a huge help. So we believe in each other in this room and we understand the game we need to play and we'll go out and try to do that each and every night.
Paul talked about there being more unknowns in this lineup. I think by that he means just the younger guys. You're not quite sure what you're going to get out of them. Does it become incumbent upon you and the rest of the veterans in this room to kind of make sure that your game is bang on to make up for that while they get their feet under them?
I mean, I think as a veteran, you're just trying to get your game right, period. I mean, I don't think you're worried about the young kids and what they're bringing to the table. You know, we're obviously there to help them, guide them along the way. And, you know, throughout a game, you can point out little things or whatever that can help them out. But first and foremost, I think you need to worry about your game and make sure that that's where it needs to be.